You have entered the Swinger State of Mind with your hosts, Frenchy, LaCrush Hart, and Trinity Blake.
Another edition of Swinging State of Mind radio show. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts representing Brooklyn, New York on the East Coast.
Yeah, and you have your girl Trinity Blake calling from basically like another country in Texas, calling from Dallas. So, welcome.
Hola, what's the business, y'all? It's your man, Frenchy French, in the building. The Creole creation, representing dirty. I'm here. How y'all doing?
I thought you were the one and only, not the Creole creation.
Well, I changed that to the Creole creation.
I am all of that.
All that. Well, that's the team, and we are here on that note. Frenchy French, the Creole creation. How was your week?
Oh, man, you really want to start it off like that? It's like starting off on the 4th of July.
Oh, my goodness. Give me independence.
No,
okay.
Yeah, man.
All right.
No, I'm sitting here and I'm rubbing myself because I'm loving myself. You feel me? That's how good of a week it was. And if you know how I know, it was great. Fashion Week is over. I'm winding down. I'm settling in and reaching out to all my contacts. I'm going to do some things. Got some parties to go to, a couple of things to hit up this week. I got a whole lot going on. How you ladies doing?
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It's not like the 4th of July, but it's definitely like a holiday over here.
You need to raise up. Come on. Talk about it.
I will say that. You and Crush talk like every day, but we haven't really been talking to us this week because she has been feeling too well and I've been preoccupied and, you know, as usual, taking on more than I really need to take on. But recently I just took on a personal project of, you know, to know somebody that I like. So tonight I'm hosting from a friend's place, so I have a new computer in front of me, a new phone, so hopefully I won't mess up anything producing the show and screening the calls.
Wait. Crush, did I hear that right? Did she say she's broadcasting from a place around somebody she like? Did we hear that correct? She tried to slide that in.
She done left them
to in
to the back end. She done left them in to the back end.
You know, we're gonna touch back up on that later. She. Ms. Crush, how was yours?
You know what? I've been sick. I've been sneezing and everything on the NyQuil box except for a coughing. I went spring and fall cleaning on Friday. I rearranged my room. I did like 4 loads of laundry in 2 days. I've been doing all that kind of stuff, and then I was just out for the count. Everything going on. I could barely keep my eyes open. And they've been hurting. But I've been hurting. However, I'm feeling a little better, and I'm actually getting excited.
Oh, wow. Go on, girl.
I'm getting excited because tonight is a brand new show theme, so to speak. Tonight it's Wild Out Wednesday.
Wild Out.
Right. It's Wild Out Wednesday Wild tonight. Out. And I'm ready for it.
While I'm taking off my bra right now to get ready for this. It's about to go down.
So, can you pull some pictures of that on? I need to see all of that.
Tell them you
it
first.
It is a lot
you
of
first.
It, too.
You first.
I take off my bra, so, you know, somebody might lose power.
Sweet.
And you... And on that note, you are currently tuned in to Wild Out Wednesday on Swinger State of Mind radio show. You can call in now with your freakily questions and answer some of ours. And that's what tonight's show is about. Basically, we are going to have orgy time all show long. Orgy. Big old orgy. Right. Big old orgy. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. As y'all notice, somebody's missing, and we miss him.
Pouty
face.
Hugs
and kisses.
We miss him.
Pouty face. This is the time I wish I had a video camera so I can be, like, live on air and watching him run up and down the field. Like, go, go, the cure, he's the cure, go. Like, guys, he just fell. Man down. Man down.
Oh, damn.
Cutting recording off. He's having an employee event. He called me earlier all crunk. He was like, I'm probably going to be sore tomorrow. I was like, yeah, we're not spring chickens anymore. You know, we're older. We're older. Then he mentioned something about a ball joint messing up, and I thought he meant like on his body. I was like, a ball joint? That sounds painful. He was like, you know this for a car, right? I was like, oh, okay. You should have just said that. You had problems with your car. I don't know what a ball joint is.
Okay.
Complicated. You say balls to me, first thing I think is a body part. Balls, joint. I know a ball doesn't have a joint, but you know, hey. I had a blonde.
We do have ball joints in our knees and all our, you know, those are balls.
Okay, so I wasn't crazy then.
Right, you wasn't crazy. Our knees, our elbows, our shoulders, those are all ball joints. But we're talking about Jay Peoples for all those who don't know who the hell we're talking about. We're talking about Jay Peoples. He's not in right now.
The cure.
The cure. I need some cure right now.
Aw, you need some more NyQuil and a hot toddy. All you need is get you some tea, some whiskey, some peppermint, and some lemon.
Sounds like too much work.
It's a little bit of work, but my thing is the catch is like before each season, like where it gets cold in the wintertime, I make some and put it in a pickle jar, and I just let it ferment. Like I let it sit there for a while. So when I need some, I just dip it out.
Pickle jar.
You know I'm country. You know I'm from the South. So
she's in a pickle jar.
Remove the pickle pig feet and put in a toddy.
Wow.
Not, of course, she didn't say the pickle jar. The pickle jar.
Yes.
She went there. Wow.
You know what? I still make groceries. I make groceries. I don't go to the grocery store. I make groceries.
Come on now. Don't
a Southern thing. I'm going around the corner to make some groceries. What? You heard me?
OMG, y'all are wilding out. Well, that's what tonight is about. Show's already started.
I feel like we should be listening to Do You Like It, Baby? Freak Leak. I feel like I should be hearing that in the background.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Let me hit it from
the front.
Yes.
I did download some instrumentals and stuff like that, but not that one. But I did download some instrumentals and stuff. So.
The first swinger club I started promoting, that song was really, really hot. And I remember walking to the club and they was having a wet T-shirt contest. And it was titties everywhere. And they took off the T-shirts. I was like, well, what? If it was a wet T-shirt contest and they don't have no T-shirts, why they butt booty naked? I was like, this is the best wet T-shirt concert ever. And I was one of the judges. I ended up taking off my shirt, too. So it was fun.
You got any pictures of that?
Back in the day, Frenchie and Question, back in the day, nobody took pictures. All you had was a memory. That's all you had. And even though we had the technology, all you had was a memory. You'd be like, oh, my God, I went to this party and blah, 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 blah. No pictures. Nobody even expected you to take pictures. It was like, now my thing is this. When I look at a party or a group and I see a whole bunch of pictures, I know it's not any fucking going on. Like, so if he was holding the camera taking pictures all night long, then who was fucking?
Pretty much.
I mean.
Good question.
Right. So when I see a whole bunch of pictures, I'm like, well, obviously a whole bunch of fucking. Because you pull out a camera at one of my parties, people are like, no! What are you doing? You might see pictures in the beginning when we get out the car. When we first walk in, we got our little purses on. But about 30 minutes to an hour, nothing. Bags are put up. Cell phones are put away. Somebody's face is in a place. There's no pictures.
That's crazy. Okay.
Maybe it's just me.
Well, shout out to Kev in the chatty. We got the chatty in full force right now. Shout out to Kev, and we got 817 holding us down, and you know, we're getting ready for Wild Out Wednesdays. The energy is there. The energy is there, people.
Let's get naked.
Let's get naked. What?
Yeah.
Let's not get naked right now.
So we're going to do a new show. We're going to do a new show when we're all but naked doing the show.
Okay.
Nope.
We can.
Wait a minute. Wait. You want me to get naked while I'm doing a show? Things going to happen like that. I can't contain myself. No, man.
Really?
No, we're Skyping. That's a different story.
So you have to be live on air.
Got to.
I didn't say you had to be like on in front of the camera. I just said be naked.
I'm
we
naked
call
now.
It the nude edition. I don't believe you.
Hey, if you had Skype, you would know that by
now. I don't believe you. Need more people. I don't believe you.
If you had Skype, you would know that by now.
I need an Instagram.
This chick said
Instagram. Right. You talk about post some pictures. Post them up, man.
Know,
let's see something. From the waist down. Let's see you in a Speedo.
This guy, y'all ain't even
you know
ready.
He not
going to
show us
ready.
Anything.
Let's
y'all,
see you in a Speedo, some boxer briefs or something.
Y'all,
he's
y'all,
playing
y'all ain't
hard
ready.
To get.
Show a little leg.
I swear, Frenchie acts like he had 1920 swinger. No, always a gentleman first.
Exactly.
And I'm like the modern, show us some dick. No. You need dick in
so
your life. I'm so
this,
too live, Trinity.
You're so aggressive.
I am. You know,
right,
I sound quite shy.
Are you really? So basically you're one of those phone freaks. You can hide it over the phone, but when you get in person, it's a different ball game, huh?
I have to get comfortable with you before I really get into, like, freaky stuff. But I was just sharing with a friend, and I'll share with the radio show, I have a phobia about people touching me, like being close to me. That's why it's hard for me to go get my nails done. It's hard for me to get my hair done. I don't like people too close, like in my proximity. Like, I need you to back up. Like, people doing my eyebrows, I have to have a drink because I feel like you're just too close.
Damn. Here, somebody might pluck it for you.
Right. I'm going to let y'all go ahead and finish because, you know, I have a job to do. I am screening calls tonight. I'm supposed to be chilling in the back. So, excuse me. I'm going to the back.
Don't even be scared, baby. Do you. Do you, boo-boo.
She's going to the back. Look at her. She's running.
I know, huh? She's going to the back. You know what it is, Crush? She's over there edutaining. You know what
okay.
You feel what I'm saying? She's edutaining.
Oh.
She's trying to be slick about it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I peeped it all out.
Well, folks, like we said before, it's Wild Out Wednesdays, baby. What does that mean? Well, throughout this whole show, it's orgy time. Our phone lines will be wide open to take any and all listener questions. We also bring you some freakily questions and freak tweaks of our own.
Bing.
Any questions you may have. That you want to ask us, it's No Hold Bars. Call in 805-830-8320. Press that 1. And like I said before, I'm excited about this show. Are you ready to get loose tonight, Frenchie?
I've been loose, Mama. I got the top drop, the shorts on lock, the socks off. I'm ready to rip, rap, rock and roll. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm on that level right there. I'm on that level. You understand? Ladies, please call in. Let's see what you got to say. Fellas, don't be shy. Drop us a line. Phone line's wide open.
Right. The phone line's open. You can also use the chat room. Sign up on the left-hand side. On the right upper corner. Sign up, sign
uh-huh.
in. And join us in the chat room. You can ask your questions there. We'll bring it in. You can make your comments there. We'll also bring that in. Somebody's monitoring the chat rooms.
I'll tell you what. Should I open up this beautiful thing with our first question for tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. I couldn't wait. This is a beautiful one. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the frequently question number one of the night. Crush. Hmm. Now, this, I'm going to angle it at you because you're my PNC right now. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is for you as well. Oral sex, is it more fun for you or your partner?
Ooh.
Do you have a gag reflex or do you not have one? I mean, inquiring minds want to know.
Well, inquiring minds already know. We discussed this a little bit last week.
What's you're gagging right now?
No, I'm not gagging right now. We discussed this last week, but I like to perform oral sex. I guess because my first time was a bad one, but I can go, you know, I'm really on the fence with it. Either you do it, you do it, you don't. But if you don't do it well, it can be a turnoff.
This is true.
When it comes to oral sex with me. So, you know, I just be like, you know, I'll do it to you. You don't have to do it to me. It's not, you know, a make or break deal for me. I'm not going to die if you don't suck my pussy. Like,
oh,
but
wow.
You need to know how to lay pipe.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know how to lay the pipe, though. When it comes to me, you gotta know how to lay the pipe, even though, you know. Do I have a gag reflex? Yes, I have a gag reflex, but I learned how to make it work for me.
What's your secret?
You know.
Can you share with us?
It's not really a secret. It's just about you enjoy doing what you're doing. And when his eyes roll and his toes curl, and you're like, okay, well, I guess that works for me. I mean, it really is different, literally different strokes for different folks. So
well,
it really is no secret, but you need to breathe through your nose. You got to remember to breathe.
Well, how you going to see when the lights is dim?
Huh?
How you going to see his eyes when the lights are dim and you going in?
Well,
how you going to see the eyes?
Okay, you don't have to see the eyes. It was just a figure of speech.
Okay. You know, I'm trying to put it together.
But you
like,
do feel the toes crunching. I like the head. I like when he put his hands on the back of my head. I like all that. I like when he grabbed my face and he just fucks the shit out of my face. I tell people this, and I tell them at a swing party, if you can't fuck my face, then you can't fuck me. So there's no reason for me to even have sex with you. And that's just something, that's just me. If you catch me at a party and I just happen to give you head and you call him, come on, let's go. No, I'm good. I'm all right. Because I feel like if you can't fuck my face, then you can't fuck me. And that would just be a waste of our time.
And I can only imagine the teeth got involved in that. You just mess up the whole floor.
Well,
right
you know
there,
what?
You have me
certain
right
people
there.
You can. Certain people you can and certain people you can't. Certain people you can and certain people you can't. Like, some guys don't like you to suck on their nutsack. But, you know, it different strokes for different folks. Sometimes you
that
can
might
do
be
it. I'm not saying.
Hard or something.
No, I'm not saying, you know, do it to the white meat or nothing. But, you know, sometimes teeth work to your advantage, you know.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe you got to change the technique. Maybe you suck too hard. Because I haven't come across a lady who just sucked too hard and hurt my little Bojangles. And I'm like, hold on, boo-boo. I have to stop a mid-suck. Yo, you need a bag.
Oh, no, they just uncomfortable. They say it feels like an uncomfortable. And I get it sometimes. You know, it just feels uncomfortable with some guys. Like, even if you just lick them, like, no, and they're pushing your head back. But I like that. So you can't push my head back and think I'm going to stop, so... But anyway, that's just me. That's just me and my techniques. Trinity.
Hey, you know what? When it comes to me getting head, my theory is if you can breathe, if you can scream, you can breathe. Don't stop. If you can scream, you can breathe. Don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough. Choke on it. Do what you got to do.
Don't stop till
exactly.
You get enough. Keep on.
And when it comes to giving head, you know, I had to get lessons to give head. Like, when it comes to women... Naturally, but when it came to men, I had to get lessons from a head doctor. I took like 6 months worth of lessons.
I did that before.
Right, and it was pretty intense. And my goal was I wanted a guy to like nut in my mouth, and I was like, I don't want to throw up though. So I have to focus on it, like, okay, because I have a tester issue thing. You know, like, I don't like that. So, I mean, how was I going to feel about some slime? But I've learned if it's back far enough, you know, I get turned on by the fact that the other person is turned on, that it's like a magic trick. You know, I'm definitely choice. I do abortions by mouth.
Mm. Swallow my kids, girl. Swallow my kids. Take all my
okay.
kids.
Okay. Okay.
And all my children after I finish.
I heard that. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
So you never have a teeth problem?
No, you really don't have a teeth problem if you know how to maneuver your mouth. I mean, if you have big teeth, I don't know.
What about lockjaw? You get lockjaw and stuff like that?
Oh, hell yeah. If they big enough, yeah.
Mm.
You get lockjaw, but that's when he has to, you know how to work it. You know, like, that's the time where I would have to, like, he would have to stand up. And I, you know, sit down, and he just fucks my face when that happens. You know, you make it work for you. You know, you do stuff. He doesn't know you're doing it. You know, he doesn't know that that's why he's standing up and doing it. He's just thinking he's fucking your face. So he doesn't care. He doesn't care, but, you know, it all works out. Make him weak in the knees, you know, make him buckle.
So,
and what about you, Frenchie? What's up with the, you know...
Well,
oral sex,
you know, I'm going to tell you, I started sex at a young age, so thus far, oral for me, receiving, wasn't a thing. But giving, I'm not good at, so I don't really do it a whole lot. A lot of chicks are mad at me because I don't really do it a whole lot. So, first of all, I damn sure don't have no gag reflex when it comes down to eating a little kitty cooter. And second of all, yeah, bleed at. You know, and it's just one of my things. You know, it's just, you know, I do, but I haven't. You know, it's just not my thing. But yeah, I will gag the fuck out of a chick. Come here, grip the back of that head and pull it hard, pull it tight. Yes, I will. I will do that because that's the dominant alpha male in me. Break bread with your brethren. That's right. I'm talking the whole way through. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Okay.
As long as she don't mess with the teeth. Yeah.
Huh?
That's how you get. As long as the teeth don't come in, I'm good.
As long as the teeth don't come in, you good?
As long as the teeth don't come in, I'm good.
Okay. Well, I believe we have a Miss Carla on
hey,
the
boo-boo.
Airways who want to give her 2 cents in. Miss Carla,
that.
Are you there, babe?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Hey, Carla.
Good.
Hi, Frenchie.
Look, you had to think about it. Look, she get the gag.
Right, she's not obsessed with your Adam's apple.
Yeah, I'd have to choke her out.
Okay, Carla, what's going on? What you got for us tonight?
Well, you know, before Frenchie spoke, I had a comment for Miss Trinity, but Frenchie is intriguing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Bless you, boo boo. Bless you too, boo boo. How am I intriguing to you? Tell us.
Your voice is so intriguing.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm glad you like it. I'm glad. Let me ask you.
Hey, she liked it. She said intriguing.
I know.
Watch your step, Frenchie. Watch your step, Frenchie.
You're going to get tag team here. So,
step lightly, Frenchie.
Am I going to have to go, what they call it, dandum style? I go that dandum style on him. Watch out, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, Miss Carla, let me ask you a question. Oral
okay,
sex.
You can ask all you want.
Is it more for you or is it for your partner? Yeah, think about it. Take a time.
No, I don't have to think about it.
I like
more
it.
Both of us because I like my partner to be pleasured, and I'm pleasured by my partner being pleasured.
Mm. And do you also have a non-gag reflex going on?
It depends.
Yeah, marinate on that. Depends.
No, I don't have to marinate on it. It depends.
It depends on how big it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can be a champ with a little dick. You can be an ed doctor.
Right, right.
With a 4-inch cock. Well, 4-inch dick. I'm sorry, 4-inch
dick. Look, you forgot your own definitions, huh?
Right.
She called it everything. She forgot her own definition.
See, I'm working with six inches of massive steel, but I will gag you all. You understand? One at a time. Gag, gag, gag. 6 inches is lethal.
Wait, 6 inches? What happened to the
10.25? Right,
that's
you said 10.
What
that's
happened to the 10 and a quarter?
That's when it's hard.
I wrote that in my
talking,
diary.
We're talking lukewarm here. We're talking luke hard.
Oh, lukewarm.
You know what
that is. Don't be scaring us like that. We have
nobody
candy
likes
in the room.
No.
Say that again.
Nobody sucks on spaghetti noodles.
We have Kevin in the room right now in the chat room. He says he loves performing oral sex. He said everything doesn't work with everybody.
I'm trying to score him some brownies.
And
Kevin,
our co-host said if you can scream, you can breathe. Don't stop.
Now.
And Kevin responded, don't stop until we both pass out. Woo!
Come on now.
I aim to please. I know that's right, Kev. I know that is right. Aim to please. At the end of the day, that's what it all rolls down to.
Kevin trying to get some brownie points.
He has the
Kevy alone. Yes, Kevy is, and it's working, Kev. It's working.
Look, Crush, you ready to crush him?
No.
Crush hearts, baby. She crushed hearts,
no.
Bible.
That's
great.
So
we got some.
So my last my last question is for Frenchie. Frenchie, what you said no.
Go ahead, Mom.
What technique do you think you bring to the table when performing oral sex?
You know, Crush, I'm so glad you asked me that question. Allow me to reintroduce myself. Are you sitting down for this one? And I want the ladies to tune in and feel free to chime in. I want to hear your input because this is going to be beautiful. I want y'all to brace yourself. I want you to sit back in that chair and relax. Like if you in a Ferrari, getting ready to slide it into second, third gear, going out the interstate doing like 95 miles an hour. You feel a vibration on that buttocks? That's what I bring to the table. When I'm through with you, you're going to feel like you got a bob. You know what a bob is? Battery-operated boyfriend, right? Y'all know what the bob is, a.k.a. the dildo. If you put that mug on the clit, you're going to split and skip, shoot, slop, bah, come the whole nine. That's what I bring to the table. I bring to the table something that makes you say hallelujah, goddamn, all in one word to make you bite your tongue when you're done. You know what I'm saying? Yes, that's what I'm saying. I caught you saying, oh, Lord, oh, my God.
It sounds good, but that still don't give us a technique. You're just telling us how you're going to make us feel. What's the...
No, because, see, you know, I can't give you my technique because I got we got a lot of listeners out there, and the fellas will steal my gun, my damn style. I can't have that.
Their damn style. You are so much...
I'm just saying,
so much.
The closest I can give it to you is like that vibration in the Ferrari. Well, some of y'all in your Sierra, because y'all don't have the money to get a Ferrari. Okay, we'll say a Fiero. But you're going down in the state, that's about, you know, doing 90 or whatever it may be, or even on that motorcycle. The vibration between them thighs, yes, believe you me, that's what I'm bringing to the table. That's why I don't do it much. So when I do it, they call me. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, good God. Damn. I've heard all this. You see? Exactly.
Okay.
Should be my first name. Lord. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. I'm done.
That's my technique. I'm not going to share my technique.
Trinity, where you at? Trinity, help me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Help me.
See, exactly. I haven't hit you with the damn sound, and you're already, oh, my goodness, and oh, my Lord. See?
You know, it wasn't like a, oh, my goodness, please child on me, but no.
I'm just
I don't know what it is you child on me anyway.
Oh, my goodness. You got tears in my eyes right now. I don't got to stop.
And you know what? The tongue in these tears. Now.
Trinity. What about you? Now, I know you swing both ways. You know, you're a unicorn. So,
right.
You know, give us a glimpse of some techniques that you may use on either or.
I know, like, with most guys, like, they always want me to, like, look them in the eyes. And you can do that when you're with a guy.
Okay.
You know, you can look them right in the eye and just kind of look up at them and make sure it stays really, really wet. And my basic technique is make sure it's really, really wet with my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm going down, when I bring my hand back up to make sure I cover the mushroom part of the penis, I rub my finger all the way across it and then go back down. So it feels like I let my hands do most of the work instead of my mouth doing all the work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with women, it's a little bit different because, you know, women, you never really know what you're going to be getting. So my technique with women is based off of how the woman is shaped.
Okay. All right.
You know, she got hanging lips, then, you know, I'm going to suck on lips. If her clit gets really stimulated, I know to focus more on that, you know. Show me put my fingers in the ass, I'll do that. I mean, it really depends on what she's into, how she responds.
Most women don't like it in their boo-boo shoot. How do you get around that?
Hey, I know quite a few women that do like it.
If you're doing a good job, she wouldn't even notice. I mean, she would notice, but she wouldn't notice. That happened to me. If he was doing an awesome job, because I'm knowing I'm really strong on, like, don't go past there. Don't go past there. I'm really strong on that. But, you know, I've been told that, you know, it felt so good that I didn't even notice. It was just, I just thought it was, like, something extra. So, I mean, but anyway.
Hmm.
All right. So, do we have any callers, Trinity?
Yes, ma'am. We have Miss Mello calling in from Maryland.
Miss Mello, a.k.a. the MILF fantasy.
Uh-oh. Come on now. Really? I got a fantasy from MILF.
What's up, Miss Mello? I mean, Miss Mello, excuse me.
How you doing, LaCrosse? Frenchie? Sprint, my girl.
Hello, beautiful.
Frenchie.
Oh, go ahead, baby. Go ahead, Google.
You're doing too much. You're not focusing on the task at hand.
Uh-oh.
All this description about what you're doing, I would be leery. Because generally, if they talk too much, ain't too much going to happen.
I heard that.
Now, I don't know if this is you, but I'm saying that you are showing the signs. But I'm gonna leave it at that. I don't know you like that, Frenchie. I'm just saying, you know, you can make me start to think. You know, so I'm just saying that's a little MOI. Okay.
Wow. This is no
whole
bars, Frenchie. Man, this no whole bars. You ready
wow.
to get loose? She's getting loose.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's like that chick you mean. She's like, yeah, I can put it down. I can do this. I can do it. Yeah, I'm putting it down like this. And you look at her and you like,
What if she did put it down, though?
If she did good, four. But rule of thumb, they talk too much, say too much about what they're doing, what they supposed to do.
About their life.
Ain't that right? Oh man, y'all really went there. YOLO, folks. YOLO, folks. YOLO.
Now, Mello, and thank you for your commentary and much appreciated. And yes, I do hail from the South. I am familiar with such terminology and such usage of a bold and boasty person tend to fizzle out in the end. However, if you notice, these ladies and other folks have tried to get my technique out of my orifices. They have not succeeded. Know why? Because I don't brag about it. I bees about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will light that fire.
All right. I'm going to move on, Frenchie. I'm going to let you be.
So, you know, we're talking about, you know, tonight, Mello, it's Wild Out Wednesday. Everything is up for discussion. Everything, you know, you lay everything on the table. Right now, we're talking about oral sex and the different techniques. And, you know, first of all, let me ask you this. Do you think oral sex is for the partner or for your enjoyment?
You talk about me and mine. Is it for me or for my partner?
Right. Is it more for you or for your partner?
Wait. First of all, she needs to tell the truth. Tell them that you're a head doctor.
Uh-oh. I'm a head specialist.
Uh-oh. Oh. Well, then I definitely want to get all over your business.
I need
okay,
to get her
but
phone
we, number. Let's ask. Let's start at the beginning. Is it for you or for your partner?
You mean this conversation or what?
Oral sex in general.
It's for both, but I'm not going to lie. Probably 97% of the time it's for me.
Okay.
But I am a pleaser, so I am watching and looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard you having a conversation with Trinity, you know, with your techniques. My best advice for anybody, experienced and non-experienced, when you're dealing with new people or just in general, you need to use your Discover card.
Uh-oh.
When you need to use your Discover card. Play Discovery. Hide and go seek. Where's Waldo? And all of that. You need to look and see. And you know, make this move and do something here, flick it there and all of that, and see what response that you get.
Right.
Exercise your right to use your Discover card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while you're doing that, your hands could be down the thighs, off on the torso. Your nails could be gliding. You could be massaging. It's more, you know, you can look them in the eyes, but that's a death wish, because then you'll get a stalker if you too.
Repeat that. You can't do what?
If you look them in the eyes, you
crush.
Can get a stalker because they get caught up.
Crush.
And they get the feeling that woo. I'm just saying, you have to be careful of that. The eyes thing is like if you really want them. You only use that when you really want them.
Oh.
Nice. Let me give you my number and my Sky pager and all that.
I mean, you use the eyes to mate. You know what I mean? Or with your boo. If that's your regular boo, you know, you can, you know. But you can't use the eye thing all the time because then you can just have them beating down your door and you can't get rid of them. And that just may be one of them times you just was trying to get it and go.
Right. Thank you, Miss Mello. Miss Mello, don't go nowhere. Stay on the air with us. Don't go nowhere. Stay on the air with us.
I like that.
You just slid into the next segment that we wanted to get into. And once again, I wanted to let everybody know that you are tuned in to Swingers State of Mind Radio. This is Wild Out Wednesdays. No hold bars. Call in with your freakily questions or answer hours at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press 1 to talk live, and we will definitely bring you on. So right now we are talking about the joys and pleasures of oral sex. And Miss Mello from Maryland just gave us her tip. Trinity, what you got for us?
Oh, well, I just wanted to touch Miss Mello still live on the air with us. She left out a very important thing that she uses when she gives, you know, pleasure, something she helped me to. Something I think that every woman in America has these days.
Mm-hmm.
That's Hachi.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's all you got to say, Mello?
That's my kryptonite.
Oh. So now we keep it secrets. I thought we was giving tips. You were the first person to tell me guy told me, he was like, you should use this trend. I was like, really? Really? I listen to everything Melo says, y'all. If Melo says jump, I'm like, well, over here or over there?
You know, that's, she's right. That is definitely something, you know, men forget that vibrators and toys and bullets, they can be used for men as well. If you, ladies, if you're giving them head, you can take your little bullet, wrap it in the cup of your hand between your thumb and your pointer finger while you are stroking and giving him head and let it vibrate. Now, depending on the gentleman, you can let it rub on the balls as well. You can have it in your hand. And like I said, massage or rub or drag your nails across the skin, you can be using the vibrator that way. But there's multiple ways to use all types of vibrators. I have a you can have a vibrator shaped like a dick that vibrates. That's fine. Put it across the bottom of the base of the dick from left to right, pointing left to right. Put one hand on each on the end of it and cup it, holding the dick as well while you are giving him head and stroking it with that. Whatever you have that vibrates. Now, generally, they're going to be scared, nervous. They think you're trying to put it somewhere. You are, but that's not the place you're trying to put it, unless that's what you want. But start off low, because not everybody's into strong vibration. Sometimes they build up to it. But there's all types of things. Gentlemen, think about it. In those masturbators, there are vibrators in some of them. We're just taking out the fakeness and using it, you know, that way.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
So I asked Frenchie couldn't give me no real tips. So I'm gonna go to Trinity when it comes to providing oral sex for a lady. Now, I know you said, you know, it depends on what she has and what she offers. Do you do the same techniques as you would with a guy, like as far as like rubbing and looking up at her? Do women tend to like that too? Trinity?
I'm here. What you asked me?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was taking this pause.
Yes, LaCrush, yes. I can say yes to that one.
Okay, thank you, Mel. I didn't know Trinity was gone for
a while. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm in the back room. Excuse me, y'all.
Right. I didn't know that. Huh?
But so, ladies. LaCrush, you were talking about ladies. Ladies, most of the time, can be very much more sensual than men. So the eye looking or the rubbing and all of that is even more so, because it's just different. With the guys, you know, they tend to look around, they look at you, and they look around, they close your eyes. Ladies will do that too, but the ladies tend to have more eye contact.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Trent, you agree with me on that? Okay,
she's in the back. All right, so this is the point of time where we already have Miss Mello who already started with the tips, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give a few tips as well. So far we already have maintain eye contact as one tip, be creative, be spontaneous. That's my tip. Be spontaneous. It doesn't have to always be in the bed. It can be at the front door before he goes to work. It could be him getting out the shower. It can be on the elevator in the building. Get him a quick lick ahead there. I don't know about the whole car thing. I'd be scared to do it in the car, so I wouldn't do it in the car. What about you, Mel? Any places?
Oh, God. Me and my man have, did a lot of stuff, a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the elevator, and Las Vegas at Mandalay Bay, and the people was on the elevator with us. I stood in front of him, took my left arm, reached behind me, reached down in his pants, and was just stroking his dick.
Right. And I know that was just exciting. Public sex is always good sex.
Not
when
you
don't get caught. When you don't get caught.
That's true.
He's been driving, and I'll reach over there, or I might make my way over there and do some of the same thing, but I'll let him know. And, you know, pretty much once I reach over there, he kind of knows what's going to happen, you know. So, you know, but it's that's part of the things that put the excitement in relationships. You know, it can be in the shower, you know. Put the shower cap on, wrap your hair up, go for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Do what you got to do.
Turn the shower.
Get it in, you know.
Right. Turn the shower off if you want to protect your hair or whatever. Just go ahead. You know, kitchen, sink, stairs, guest room, you know, anywhere.
So
just keep the space up.
Okay, so I'm just going to tell y'all something that I like to do. I like teabagging. I don't know why. I like for him to be over my face. I like for it to be pushed down my throat. I like that. I like him standing over me. I don't know. That's just me, folks. So my next tip is try different positions.
You know, Chris, you like it
just
rough, don't you? You like it strong, forceful.
I do. But it depends. See, because my thing is my throat is very sensitive, so it depends on if I want to talk tomorrow, because I can get real hoarse real quick when you get the whole teary eye, because like I said, I do gag, but I let my gag reflex work for me. So if you're doing it too hard and too rough, then I'm going to lose my voice. But if you let me control it and you just enjoy it, then I'm good. So, yeah.
And then, of course, you know your positions, you know, throat-wise, what works best for when you're doing it.
Right.
That way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So,
I got some of those time frames, too.
Mm-hmm. So you definitely want to know. Also, another tip, guys and girls, food is your best friend. I'm not saying this because I'm a fat woman. I'm saying this because it is. It is your best friend. There's edible paint. There's all types of sauces. If it's not spicy, then anything can be used. You know,
barbecue.
Any type of sauce. Barbecue, yes, barbecue sauce, chocolate syrup, mango syrup, regular syrup. I mean, anything can be used. You can smear some peanut butter on that bitch. Ooh. Thought about that for a minute. Smear some Jiffy on that bitch.
Wow. Are you having a moment?
Yes, I just had a moment. Sorry, I just had a moment. Folks, you are tuned in to Swinger State of Mind Radio Show. This is Wild Out Wednesdays. Right now we are talking about the pleasures of oral sex. Frenchie, are you still with us? Okay, I guess he's not. So this is when I need both of my co-hosts just disappeared on me.
It's all right. I'm a temporary fill-in.
Yeah, you're a temporary fill-in, Mel. So my thing is, I know, I can speak from giving head to a man, but I cannot speak on tips from giving head to a woman because I have not made it to that level yet. So
that's pussy. Nope.
Where did she come from?
I just had to cue that in. I mean, like, sucking pussy is like an art form, you know. Like, so it's based off of each woman you with, but, like, my personal type, when I find a pussy that I like, is not a lot of extra layers. It's just outer lips, clitoris, and wetness. I don't want it to be too wet, like we discussed in one of the previous shows. I want it to be wet from my exploration. And I have a short tongue, so I really enjoy trying to get as far in there with my mouth as possible.
And I just try to massage it and hope that she's feeling relaxed and she feels comfortable enough to let me keep sucking even after she climaxes to get to the real O.
I love that too, but that's only for men. I can't, haven't done that with a woman, but I like the whole pushing my head away. You better start climbing that wall.
Right.
I don't know. That's just the best part to me. He mad because he's shaking. I don't know. I like that. You know, it's possible.
You know, so, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told that some say they like it to look a particular way, like I say a peach or something. What would you say yours looks like?
Hmm.
Ooh, it got quiet.
What does my vagina look like?
Mm-hmm.
I call my, my vagina is like Beauty and the Beast. It looks all sweet and innocent, and then it gets hard, and it's just huge.
I mean, but you know how you know, some say a peach, and some say butterfly, you know. And don't everybody go run and look at their pictures to see, you know,
I know what mine looks like. I'm just trying to put it where everybody else can know what it looks like because I got an innie. So, like, my golden rule for everything, and I've said this on many of the shows, is the whole lift is separate. I'm a big woman, so I have a lot of extra meat. So, you know, I don't care whether you're giving oral, whether you're hitting it from the side, whether you're lifting to the front, whatever. I don't keep it here where you suck at titties. The main rule is to lift and separate. So, to me, you're going to have to use your thumbs, your forehead, all that. Because
okay.
I have an innie. He's in there. He's not coming out no time soon. Like, you're just going to have to find him. Like, that's literally where's Waldo at. Like, he's somewhere in there. Mm.
Okay.
So.
Trent.
What's up?
That was your final description?
What, Beauty and the Beast?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you think it looks like?
Uh-oh.
Well, yes, I have seen. I heard the question. Like, actually, it's rather the outer is rather small, but once you open, just massive, just big. Yes, like a thumb.
Okay.
Just cute package, but once you open the package up, you're in there. Is that right, Trent?
It's kind of like that. It's kind of like a blow-up mattress. A
okay.
Blow-up mattress.
All right. So without further ado, the man with the master plan who actually thought up of all these oral sex questions has finally entered the room, the conversation. What's going on, Mr. Peoples?
So, kicks in the door. All you heard was, Papa, don't hit me no more. What's going on, folks?
There he is.
Listen. Is. Jay, if that's what you're working with, you can hit me as long as you want.
Damn. You really feel.
Okay, enough of that. Well, what's up, Jay? What's
here.
Going on with you?
Nothing, just leaving the game. I figured you guys would be still doing your thing, so feeling a little down. We lost, so I need some good heads and put me to sleep to make me feel better.
I know that's right.
Well, man, you've come to the right channel.
Yeah.
Allow me to introduce you to Trinity Blake and LaCrosse Hearts.
Yeah.
And Miss Mello. Don't forget Miss Mello is on here, too.
Oh, and Miss Mello.
Miss Mello is our featured co-host. She's a special co-host for tonight.
Mello.
This segment, Miss Mello. Yeah, Miss Mello's here from Maryland.
What's up, people? What's up?
Telling. Came to chew bubble gum and get ahead, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Nothing left to do.
I don't know about anybody else, but I'll slip and fall on it.
I heard some
just
of the
sexy
guys in there.
Did somebody just say ew?
No, I heard some of the techniques you guys were sharing. Very interesting, very interesting.
Yeah. And what about you, Mr. J. People, since we have you on air now? What's your theory on oral sex? What's some of your theories?
Well, oral sex, every woman is different, granted, you know what I'm saying? So you have to use different techniques with different people, you know? And actually, Trinity was supposed to take me to oral sex 101. I told her years ago I need her to teach me how to eat properly. You know what I mean? I'm still waiting for class to get in session, but hey, you know, I've been winging it ever since. But I believe you take your time, you know? I believe you take your time. I mean, the most thing that I've learned in having a discussion with a woman is just, it's like French kissing, you know what I mean? You kiss it. You don't roughhouse it. You take your time with it, you know, and go all over. You know, they say the ABC rule, and some women really like to get nasty with it. They like you to lick from the clit to the spine of the back, you know what I mean? Just go all from the belly button to the spine of the back, you know? They like you to go all up in there, you know? So it just depends on your woman that you with. You know, everybody don't like the same. Some like fingers, some don't, you know? Me personally, I don't do the eye contact because I'm engulfed in it. I'm making love to the pussy with my mouth. It's like heaven in my mouth right now, you know. So I don't worry about looking at you. You do your thing up there. I'm handling the business down here.
Preach,
please. You know, so
preach.
You know, I don't care who's watching. You know, so it is what it is. And personally, I react to the woman's body. You know, so I react to, if I stroke it to the left a little bit here, then I get that ooh and the ah, and I, okay, she likes that. I go to the right over here, I get that little shake in the kneecap, I'll be like, ooh, she loves that. You know what I mean? So you just explore the body. You explore her as you go along, and you just learn. You have to archive that, her reactions, and, you know, just make it work. Feel her body. Embrace yourself in her essence and just make it work.
So, I just wanted to add something also to what Ms. Mel has said earlier with the vibe, the vibrator or the Hitachi toys or, you know, your bullets. Also, ladies, that's a way of giving yourself a break because Frenchie mentioned it earlier about getting lockjaw. You know, when you use a toy or stimuli, you can just kiss it for a minute and give your jaw a break for a quick second, but he still has some type of sensation going on there. So, you know, you can also use that and replace and then go back to work, you know, once your jaw is settled in. Because lockjaw ain't nothing to play with, so.
Oh, definitely, definitely, definitely that. I mean, I even went as far as to purchase a vibrating tongue ring, you know what I mean? So it works for me when I don't feel like moving. I just turn it on and let it go.
Right. Right, definitely.
I can understand.
excuse me. You are currently tuned into Wild Out Wednesdays on Swinger State of Mind radio show. You can call in now with your questions, or you can answer ours at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press 1 to talk live. Right now we have the whole gang here. Jay Peoples is here, Frenchie French is here, Trevi Blake, and we also have Miss Mello from Mary Lane holding us down as well with her little techniques and tips and tricks, and she is a head doctor, so we've heard. And she's definitely giving us some great tips on providing better oral. So I hope we was able to do that for some of y'all. The chat room is definitely wide open. If you are in the chat room, if you would like to join the conversation, you can sign up for a free Blog Talk Radio account and join us in the chat room. So shout out to Kev. Kev is in the chat room, definitely chopping it up with us.
LaCrosse?
Go ahead.
I left a trick out. I forgot.
Okay.
When you're getting oral, always remember that a trick is changing your pace. If you're going moderately fast pace, take a a slow move down snail lane and just go at it real slow and then just flux your pace back and forth.
Very nice.
I like
very
her. She's giving me some good advice.
And Trinity, you want to add something to the mix?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't have any. My advice is this. I heard somebody mention something earlier. I think it was Crush about taking a break.
Uh-huh.
Unless you're in a union, you don't take breaks.
Thank you. I'm about to let her have it. Yes.
Well,
I'm a chain gang type operator. There are no breaks.
I can beg to differ on that, but then again, I'm not sucking 6-inch dicks, so, you know.
What you trying
you know,
to say?
I'm sorry, I can swallow a can, but even then, you still have to stop for a minute and give your jaw a rest.
What's wrong with 6 inches?
So, I mean, that sounds all good, but yeah, I like my mouth, so.
So Mello's the local head doctor? Is that what I heard?
I'm trying to help figure it out.
Mello's the local head doctor. I need a house call. I mean, I'm just saying. Can I get the... You still got your little black bag? And, you know, I got a defibrillator, you know what I'm saying, on call. So in case of emergency, if you can stop that shit, you know, boom, get that nigga up.
They need little bitty tiny ones with penises that break down. Like, rub it, clear.
I'm gonna have to put together an emergency response team to go on the call.
There you go. ER. We're gonna have
head R.
Like house X-rated version.
Well, you know what, folks? This is the time of the show where we actually go on our little commercial break, and we're gonna do that, and we're gonna come right back with the recap and to continue this conversation.
Hello, it's time for our daily quickie.
Okay. Wow.
The definition of a penis. Now, a penis is 6.5 inches or smaller. The penis is the provider. The penis usually has a good job. And the penis is the guy that you marry. A penis is restricted simply because he is 6.5 inches or smaller. Now, there is a difference. There is also the dick. The dick is between 6.5 inches and 10 inches. Dick was your boyfriend in college. Dick was that guy that you wanted to get with, but he acted stupid. So Dick didn't really get as much play as you wanted to. And Dick possibly could be the father of your children, but penis has a better, you know, reputation, better job. So you just go ahead and go with penis. Now, Dick, again, is 6.5 inches to 10 inches. Also in the category of 6.5 inches to 10 inches is cock. Now, cock is the guy that really no one knows about. He's that guy that you hook up with that lives down the street from your cousin when you go back home. And remember, cock and dick are the same size, but cock and dick have the major difference that cock has a better attitude. He has swag. He's not stupid like dick. Then we go into the category of monster cock. Now, the monster cock is 10 inches or above. Now, monster cock has limitations similar to penis, because they do get some restrictions because, let's just face it, women don't want a huge cock, you know? So monster cock is usually going to have to do a little bit more, maybe have a little bit more swag or want to dine you a little bit just to get you loose for this massive piece of meat that he's going to enter into you.
So, just so that we all have the same conclusion, well, we have the same frame of mind, a penis and a monster cock are strictly based off of size, but dick and cock can interchange. Now, any role can be the other one based off of attitude, but penis can never be dick and cock, and monster cock can never be penis. So, now that we know, I'll need you to go into your bathroom, pull down your pants, whip it out, measure it. Are you a penis, a dick, a cock, or a monster cock? Remember, you can't help what you're born with, but please know what you're working with. And that is the definition of a penis.
I love that. I really do. I really do love that definition of a penis. Folks, you are tuned in to Wild Out Wednesdays on Swinger State of Mind radio show. You can call in now with your freakily questions or answers. Some of ours at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press that 1 to talk with us live. Right now, we have Trinity Blake, Frenchy French, Jay Peoples, myself, Mr. Crush Hearts, and we also have Miss Mellow. Right now, we're going to bring in from South Carolina, Miss Nene.
Hey y'all, how y'all doing this evening?
Hey
girl, how you doing?
Hey baby, hey. Just wanted to say hey to my sensei. She know who she is. My sensei, she's right there, Miss Mello. How you doing, darling?
I'm good.
I just wanted to chime in with her in reference to having a certain technique with this with the cock. I'm not really a penis, small penis kind of woman, but. Slowing it down and having a love for the art, because it's an art,
mm-hmm.
and it's something to be given. It's like a gift, mm-hmm. a gift that you're actually giving an individual. I thank goodness I met my sensei, who showed me the appreciation of a cock. You
mm-hmm.
have to appreciate it. You have to like actually fall in love with it
mm-hmm.
for the moment that you're with it. Going down on it real slow and coming up easy and then going back down. She showed me some good techniques on that. But you have to have a love for it and a knack of what you're feeling in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have that finesse in reference to how it feels and how it's growing and everything, you know what to do with it. It's not just
mm-hmm.
keep going up and down on it. You have to have that feel for it and that finesse for it. And that's also for the vagina also. You know, you just don't do it any kind of way. You have to feel what's going on with it and the moisture and everything and knowing how to work with it. But I just want to say good evening to all y'all, and I'm enjoying this tremendously out here. I'm sharing with other people that are standing out here. We're live in South Carolina. There's 5 people out here listening to the line. But I just want to say hey to y'all.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Nene. Shout out to everybody that's listening to us right now. I really do appreciate it.
Five of them.
I really do appreciate it.
Bye, sensei. Bye-bye.
So, all right, folks.
That's
we talked about the oral. We done caressed the penis. We done licked it. We done sucked on it. We done looked at it. We done did all that. I need to flip the technique. Flip the card just a bit, because we do have an orgy time question submission from a gentleman named Brandon from Pennsylvania. Now, Brandon listened to our show last week when we were talking about insecurities in the lifestyle, and he posted this to me, and I was like, well, you know what? I think I need to bring this to the board at hand. So I'm gonna read this, and then y'all let me know. Then y'all, you know, let Brandon know what y'all thoughts are. So Brandon from Pennsylvania says, now at first I used to feel small, that I didn't have the good size to please a woman. But when I'm into the mood, they always seem to enjoy it. But I feel I don't do enough, that I feel too small. But once I tried out an exercise that helped get me bigger, I realized it helped me a lot, but still feel that a dude is going to be bigger and better. I sometimes doubt myself and try to go, what should I do? And try to let go, what should I do? So, Frenchie, I'm gonna throw that to you first, because you are penis.
Wait, I want to make sure I understand what he's asking. Now, Because I'm hearing a couple of different things. Give it to me once again. I want to make sure I'm understanding him correct.
Right. He said, first he used to feel small, that he didn't have a good size to please a woman. But when he gets into the mood, they always seem to enjoy it. But he don't feel he does enough. He still feels small. But once he tried out an exercise to help him get bigger, he realized it helped him a lot. But he still feels that a dude is going to be bigger and better than he is. And he sometimes doubt himself. He sometimes doubt himself, and he tries to let go. What should he do? So I guess that last part was in reference to when he wants to attend a swing party, and he feels like, you know, somebody's going to be bigger and, you know, better and badder, and he just insecure about that. What is something he could do about that?
Okay. I just want to make sure I didn't misunderstand. Okay, B-Man, good question. Not a bad question at all, because even I had such a thought process. There's always going to be somebody better than you, and you are always going to be better than somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nature of life. But mm-hmm. you got to understand, Brandon, when you go in and you do your thing, you make sure you're doing the best that you can do. Don't think about what some other John Doe did before you. Don't think about what some other John Doe is going to do after you. Think about where you're at, what you're doing, and go in, go ham. Make her crawl the walls. Make her call you names that's outside of your name. That's what you focus on.
Mm-hmm.
But those insecurities are natural. Even I've had them. I don't have any mm-hmm. more. And I'm sure every guy in some time in his life has that thought and have that process, you know, that mind frame. But keep it moving. Enjoy what you do and go with it.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
all I got to, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
That is absolutely hilarious.
What's hilarious?
I mean, he said he went to the gym. It's not that his dick got bigger. His stomach got smaller.
What are you talking about, Jim? Nobody said nothing about Jim.
He said he was working out. I mean, like he was working out, like, in the bedroom?
Yeah. No, he said he had tried some exercises. I guess, you know, the like how we do Kegel exercises.
The suction cups.
Oh, I need
right.
a visual.
You know, they tell you, if they tell a guy, if you get your dick, like, semi-hard and you actually put a towel, like a wet, damp towel over your penis, over the head of your penis, and you move it up and down, that's supposed to actually help control as far as you controlling your penis as far as stimuli and things like that. It's supposed to strengthen it, like how we have Kegel exercises.
Oh, okay. Well, guys, please consult your doctor before you add on any weights to your penis at home.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need anybody calling in to my faithful dick muscle.
Mm-hmm. So, Jay, Mr. Peoples, what are your thoughts? What are some advice you can give Brandon from Pennsylvania?
Oh, my goodness. I guess at the end of the day, Frenchie really covered it all. It's about what you do, not what anybody else does. And the first and foremost thing, and they had been in a discussion today in one of the groups, when you're having sex, it's not a competition. You know what I mean? It's about pleasing that woman. So it doesn't matter who's better, who's bigger, who's doing what. As long as you're doing the job and your main job is to please that woman, then that's all you got to worry about. You know what I mean? You can have 2 inches by 2 inches. But if she's happy with it, then you did your job. You know what I mean? Walk around proud because she laid out sleep with her thumb in her mouth. You know what I mean? While a big man dragging the floor, hoping somebody to play with him. You know, so, I mean, it ain't about, it's not a competition. It's about pleasing that woman at the end of the day. So, Frenchie covered the most of everything, but, you know, elaborate on that, Brandon. It's not a competition. It's about you and your self-gratification and how you please that woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, I totally agree. I also think that, if you're focused on her, everything else is secondary. Nobody, you know, what he's doing, it shouldn't even be in your mind because you're worrying about what she's going to get out of it. And not every woman like big dicks, so, you know, that and not every woman that does like big dicks like them all the time, so.
Exactly. So it's to each his own. Do your thing, man. Have fun and enjoy you and your mate. That's all you got to worry about. Focus.
What about you, Trinity?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any advice you want to give Brandon?
Talk about bad timing. the advice that I would give to him is honestly, I always say, you know, your sexuality is an expression of your personality. Be yourself, and that's really all you can do. If you try to pretend to be anything else in the bedroom, it's only a matter of time before the real you comes out. You know, so just be you, and hopefully you're compatible with the person that you want to be compatible with. But if you're not, you know, put on your big boy pants, your big girl pants, like, okay, I did my best, you know, this is all I have, you know. But it's not a competition. I don't want anybody. I don't want somebody to get in bed with me, because I had that happen. There was this guy, I thought he was so cute, and when he got to my place, it was like a freaking marathon. We'll move this way. We'll do this. I was like, hold on, can we just have regular sex? Like, can we just focus
don't
on this?
Don't do that, babe. Put your leg behind your ear. What?
Hey, don't flip me over. My stomach gets queasy. Don't know. Stop. I don't want a roller coaster. I just want to cruise in a Mercedes. You know, just take your time, ease it up. I don't want you to be trying to do extra tricks. You know, especially in the beginning, just start off slow and, like, build up your momentum. You know, and just be yourself. You know, don't feel like you got to come in and be, you know, Superman. No, just be the man.
Right. Totally agree.
She said her stomach is queasy.
You're currently tuned in to Wild Out Wednesdays on Swinging State of Mind radio show. Call in now with your frequently questions or answers. Answer hours, excuse me, at 805-830-8320. 805-830-8320. Press that 1 to talk live. So this has nothing to do with Brandon. We're moving on from Brandon.
How about me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Miss Mello.
Okay, I'm going to make it quick because I know you all trying to move to another segment. One, big thing, confidence. Women see confidence. Confidence is attractive. Mm-hmm. Confidence, if you got confidence and you got 2 inches and you like, girl, I'm going to put it on you. And you do it, she going to be like, you know what? Bow down to this man. He put it down. Mm-hmm. Number two. Personally, when I started into it, I had an issue with confidence, okay? I'm going to tell you my first hotel event I went to, I found my confidence looking at this very large lady in this lingerie. And I'm like, you know what? If she can wear it and be confident, by golly, I can do it too. And that's how I found my confidence in who I am, whatever I wear, that's how I found it.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to find it. And last but not least, there's a saying that's pretty true. If you are lacking in one department, you have better skills in another. In short, it is pretty common, and there's exceptions to the rule, that if he has a small penis, he can eat the devil out of you. There are some of those that do both very well, but it is not uncommon to find a gentleman with small penis who can eat really, really good, because they try, a lot of them try to make up in one area or another. Whatever you got, use it the best way you can. And then use the rest of your skills and go for what you know. Go for the gold.
Ooh, I'm an Olympic champion.
So here's the thing, right? I'm gonna pose this because, you know, Brandon, you were aspiring, but this is not about you. But this is about some dudes out there that has penis and he have this overconfidence and they're cocky about theirs. And then when you get them, it doesn't work. It doesn't stay hard. It goes limp. And I've definitely experienced this many a times, whether it be at a party or not. But if you know, dudes, that your penis does not stay hard, why do you keep offering it, hoping that it will work. And I know somebody, I know a few people that's like this. They keep offering it, and you know that, okay, you know, after the first time, okay, you may say it's me. After the second time, no, it's you. So my thing is, dudes, if you know your penis is not up to par, if you know you are not laying the pipe, if you come too quickly, if it doesn't stay hard, why do you keep offering it, hoping it will work? Jay, I'm going to ask you first. Jay?
You're going to ask me.
Yes, I'm going to ask you because you have a penis.
Well, I will say this. And this is me personally. If I'm not attracted to you in that way, I mean, the sex can be good and we can get it off the first time and it may be spectacular. But if you don't keep my interest in the bedroom, then my shit is going to say, you know what, I'm wasting my time. You know what I mean? It may be hard, it may not stay hard. It's just like a woman getting dry during sex. You know what I'm saying? If they're not into it and not stimulated, a male reaction is just, ours is more evident. You know what I'm saying? Because they go limp. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's the same as for a woman. If you're not sexually aroused and stimulated, it's not going to work. I don't care how much they try, how much they suck, and how much music you got on and pole dancing you do, it don't make a difference. If you're not sparking off, it's not going to work. You know what I mean? So a lot of times it's not the man. If it's not going to work, it's not going to work, period. It won't work the first time. It won't work the last time. You got to go get him a little blue pill and do his Johnny Taylor with his boots on and just hope he don't die. You know what I'm saying? But and that's all he can do. But if it works and it goes down during sex, then, you know, a lot of times you may have to ask him, what can I do to improve it for us? What can I do to help you? You know what I mean? If he's cocky and he says, oh, I got this, don't worry about it, then that's his fault for not expressing himself to you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, it's something that's going on more than just the physical aspect because it works.
Okay. Somebody else had something to say? Mel, was that you?
Yeah. You know, this is a discussion Trinity and I have sat down at the table and talked about repeatedly. And there's some common factors sometimes, but usually one can be too much alcohol or the need for the liquid courage. It could be he's not used to using a condom. It could be his nerves. He's not used to being in a public setting. You know, he needs to really be alone rather than in a public setting. And then there's some that's the reverse. They prefer the public setting rather than alone and it seems too intimate. But it's most of the time it does work. It just, when it gets, they get in some situations, I mean, I have been there. I have a three-strike rule. And I've told the guy, first time, you know, it was like, it worked for a little bit and stopped. The second time, it didn't work. And I told him, I said, look, we're not going to even try this again. If it didn't go well two times, why am I going to go at this again?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, funny thing is, third time, it worked like it was never anything wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just guys are more mental. They are. It's mental. It's just. It's a completely different composite because that is another brain.
Exactly.
Interesting.
The third time was a charm. Basically, third time was a charm.
That particular guy, yes.
Now, Miss Melody. Now, you thought I was going to let you slide up out of here. Now, you know the mouth of the South and going to let it out. Now, you saying the loud guy is the one who can't really perform. Remember you saying something like that earlier? You're the one who come up shooting chisels.
Now, but Frenchie, honestly, that's a whole different subject. Now, this is a different subject.
True, but I'm showing you how this is about to relate. Now.
Okay, give it to me.
Yeah, well, you strap your seatbelt on. So now, a man who can't bring it to bare arms to come to solid, full tilt action, ready to play, ready to go in, a man that can't come in ready with the gun slinging is not necessarily fully mental. Because I'm going to tell you this, I'm a little guy. Big girls aren't really my thing.
However, I've met a big girl, and I mean, I tell you, the girl works some magic. Now, I could see, I've been to many parties where the big girl's floating around and, you know, doing their thing, and, you know, my little Johnson stay tucked away. But I've been to this, I see one or two of these ladies, and the thing just jump up. Now, that being said, is she didn't touch me. She didn't even much notice me. I noticed her. I noticed a lot of beautiful ladies. But she came over to play with me. I shut it down. I said, listen, I'm not going to go there because this is not my flavor. So it can't really say it's mental. It's like physical, because you could be the thinnest thing in the world or the biggest girl in the world, and you just rub my thigh, my little Johnson's going to raise up.
But Frenchie, that was not what she said. And LaCrush, correct me if I stated wrong. She said, when a guy keeps coming back to you and it's still not coming up, this is a repeat person where these two people keep interacting and there's a no-go. That's the scenario right. She's painted. Is that what she's painted, LaCrush?
That's pretty much what she's saying. But, you know, we always have the code for it. When somebody keeps coming back to you with wax sets and you in a bedroom, I have a common phrase that I like to use, and all my homegirls use it, and we go, boo. You would straight get booed out the bedroom.
Embarrassing.
Hey, you know what, like Crush said, if you just keep coming back, offering it up, oh, well, I got it, it's one thing, you know, just like you're saying, Frenchie, you know, sometimes it is going to be there or it's not. As a grown-up, you have to know when to step back and say, you know what, it's not there. You know, it's just not there. You know, kind of like with Kevy over in the chat room, you have to know how to do many things well and be mentally stimulated. I think as adults, we get over the whole physical thing. We want the mental stimulation. Like, but mental stimulation still is not going to help a soft penis.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm. So they would still be ooh.
So we're in the chat room, Kev, he's in the chat room. Sleep Graham is in the chat room. We have a guest in the chat room. Once again, if you want to join us in the chat room, just sign up for a free account and join us in the chat room. And we also got some people on the line. I see y'all. 886 is there. 225, she even got her hand up. I feel some type of way right now. 254. I see y'all in the chat room. Thank y'all for listening. Shout out to South Carolina. We got Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I definitely know those two.
Red stick.
Okay, so, you know, really just can't. I guess it's just a draw of the Irish. Like, they just, like, sometimes you got it, sometimes you don't. I don't know, because they come to me and they say it happened. Like I said, I've been in that situation plenty of times before, and I say first time, shame on me. I mean, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. Third time, I can't do it no more. I really can't. Like, I know somebody, and the same thing goes for dudes that come quick. Not even just dudes that can't keep it up, but the dudes that actually nut real quick. They tell you, oh, it's because you're wet. That don't work for me.
This is good. I was overly excited.
It happens, though. We have a misfire.
Especially if you're coming over now. We done talked on the phone. We done said we're going to do this, this, and this. While you in the shower, you need to get rid of that first one. If you know that that's what you do, you need to do anything.
Then he might not get up.
See, that's the thing. It's always something. Always something.
Good point.
You know what, Crush? You know what's even worse than that? I recall being with this guy. I was so excited. I went over to his house. We hung out by the pool. We went inside. We had a great dinner. We had a great bottle of wine. And I was giving him some head, and his dick wasn't even hard yet, and he busted in my mouth. I was like, are you fucking serious? You just busted a nut with a semi. I was upset, and he was done. Like, he wanted to go roll him up a little joint or whatever. I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, how you busting up with a semi?
feelings be hurt. My feelings be hurt.
It's like killing somebody with a shotgun and you have no bullets.
Bean bags. You got bean bags.
You got bean bags.
So, I mean, is that have you guys ever heard of that? How do you bust a nut with a semi? I thought the sperm had to have a direct tunnel to like go through. Like, I'm like, dude, did you pee in my mouth? I don't know. Maybe you did the R. Kelly on me. I don't know.
Breathe.
No, oh my God! Stop. I just remember I was like, "Oh yeah, it's about to be on and popping." And next thing you know, he was like, I was like, "What the fuck?" And that's how I swallow, because my thing is, don't ask questions, just swallow. You know, once it's down that far, just either swallow, I'm gonna spit that shit all over you. But I just don't understand, man. How can a guy bust a nut with a semi-hard penis?
I do.
I know that has to be
I love to spit it on him. Is that bad? I'd rather spit on it and swallow. Huh?
Trinity, what did he say?
How did he
go?
He was just like, oh, my bad, babe. I was like, you motherfucker. Like, seriously, I want to refund on aisle five with this weak-ass dick, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what, ladies? But you
it's
gotta
a boo.
Now, it's understand this. You know, sometimes the hype is like the Super Bowl. The hype get built up so much that when it's time to perform, some team don't show up to play, and it happens.
Fritchie, are you trying to make up an excuse for that? I think it's illegal.
I ain't got no excuse for my man. I'm just trying to tell you. Even I misfired a few.
That wasn't a misfire. That was something wrong. Like
that's a few. Fritchie, that's a few too
we
many.
We hadn't pulled out the condoms or nothing. It was like, are we done? This dude smoked a joint and was like, okay, well, it was nice. I just took my look to go play and left.
Did you look on the flip side and at least he said your head game is on point?
I didn't even get any head. I was just starting a foreplay. The show was over.
That shit was still dry. It was still dry. Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, goodness. He couldn't even get it wet real good. It was still dry. No.
That was my throat. I did it. Abortion.
Come on up to Jersey. We'll show you how to thing get down.
Okay,
you know what,
bitch?
You talk all this crap. Ain't nobody even 10.25 dick yet. So I'm starting to question it. I'm just saying, I love you, but you know, you're kind of holding out on us.
I'm respecting the.
You know what? I think that should be the challenge for this week. The challenge for this week, we need some dick pics from our hostess in the group. That's our challenge. Y'all got 7 days to do it. Y'all got 7 days to do it.
Now, JD wilding out.
Exactly. Wild out Wednesdays. Duh. You got to do it again. Do it again.
The Cure posted a picture. It's Frenchie Frenchie.
Do it again. I know he did. But do it again. I missed it, remember? Do it again.
It was all shiny and stuff. I closed my eyes, but I still look.
I did. I seen the imprint, though. I didn't see it raw dog, but I did see the box of
breeze. I saw cock.
No, I seen the box of breeze, but I'm just saying.
I think he has vaccine on it or something. You know it's unhealthy, right?
Now, Trent, I know you saved a picture of it, right? You saved a copy. You can repost it for him, can't you?
Yeah, I took a picture of it, so the next time we're out anywhere, I can go hold my phone next to him, like, okay, is it real? Is that it? Yeah, he'll probably have a fit. He'll probably throw up. I'm just playing. I'm going to
throw
make
up
it
him.
Right.
Well, folks, we continue the conversation after the show in the Swinging State of Mind Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/swingerstateofmind. Because that's how we roll. That's definitely how we roll. And you can also like our Facebook page for show updates and show news at www.facebook.com/SSOM Radio Show. All right, so I have a question. It's going to get a little deep now, but
just how we like it.
I have just like how we like it. So it's just I see everybody got their hands up now. Al, 225, I see.
Okay,
two,
means
five,
I
got
work. I'll be back.
Okay, so my question is this. The word swinger. Why does the word swinger bother people, but freak is acceptable? Mello, I'm going to go with you for this one.
Oh, now you want to start my way.
Ladies first. Ladies first. Gone girl.
You know, that that word, freak, has been used in so many different variations of life, non-sexually, sexually, outcast, to where now that people are using it for different types of eccentric type of sexuality, they more so embrace it, whereas swinger was such a defined... Because because swinging initially came up from more white couples, it was a term that was never really associated with a lot of things. And so when it actually came over to the urban side and more blacks started becoming swingers, they really did not understand the terminology. And a lot of them still do not understand the term swinger. They would rather say a lifestyler. Swinging is what you do. Exactly how you do it, what fetishes and things, that's the type of lifestyle of swinging that you live or that you practice in.
Okay. Trinity, you got something to add?
Well, technically, you know, if you want to really, really get deep into the conversation, and I know there's going to be some people chiming in on the religious side that might not like this, but swinging, the freaky side, if you go back to biblical times, you know, they were, you know, they weren't necessarily white. So, of course, at the turn of the century, you know, now you have black people, we don't want to call it swinging. We'd rather call it being a lifestyler. But, you know, you guys go ahead on that one.
Huh? Okay. Frenchie, you have something you want to add?
Yeah. That is, I have to agree with Mel on this. You know, there's a lot of, how can I put this? Swinger is just a professional way of, in my book, swinger is just a professional word, a professional way to say freak, in my book. But it's like, you know, they've taken the word freak and they've just totally blown it out of proportion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
That's what that was all about. I'm hearing all that stuff in the back. I thought somebody was talking to me. Yeah, I thought somebody was talking to me.
Unless
this is Jesus talking to me right now, talking about sons.
We got a caller from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's my homegirl and your homegirl. It's Lady C in the building. Yay! Oh, what's up, Lady C?
Damn. Hi.
Little sugar.
Hello.
Hello, Lady C. How you feeling, Lady C?
I'm doing fine. Feeling well.
Feeling well, cool.
Feeling well. Enjoying the show.
Yeah, enjoying it. Great.
Yeah. So I got my internet, so I will be getting in the chat room next week. I'm gonna figure out how to do it right. I just got my internet up, so I'm gonna be
all
in the
right.
Chat.
Well, call me after the show. I got you. So
all right.
You've been listening to the show. You have any comments you want to add to the show?
Well, the one when she was talking about the guy, the pre, you know. He came early. She got him halfway. I was trying to get one hard, and we were doing foreplay. He was in my hand. He didn't get nowhere but to my hand. And
wow!
Is that Olive Girl?
Is that right?
She got that Midas touch.
She got something.
So it happens, and he says, I've never had that happen before. I said, don't lie.
Right, don't you hate that? Never happened before, whatever.
Never happened before. What did you do to it? Do nothing new. You know. I have a question that I've come across lately is, men like their nipples play with as much as women.
Here.
They
do, and I be feeling some type of way sometimes.
Yeah.
Not
me?
All of them.
I really do be feeling some type of way. But go ahead, Jay. What you got for us? What kind of nipples you got for us?
On what she just said, I can say this. The only time I like that is two times. Two times I like that. One, when I'm getting, and I actually said this today, when I'm getting a blowjob, you know what I mean? I like her to reach up and just pinch them real hard. You know what I mean? I mean,
ouch.
And that damn near kind of squeeze them. They take, that's them legs shaking. I mean, my legs start shaking. I'm like trembling. It just adds that extra thump to it. Or if then in the missionary, for her to reach up and to just suck on them like really, really hard. You know what I mean? Now, I can get into that. You know what I'm saying? And that's the only time. Other than that, you know, but a blowjob and getting my nipples pierced at the same time, oh my God, I'm damn near passed out.
On the blowjob?
I'm going to pass out. Good grief. What about you, Frenchie?
Now, I ain't the one that hate on anybody's style, but I don't do nipple style. Nipples don't do it for me. You know, I don't. My nipples, she rubbing on my nipples, that's not going to work. No, boo-boo. You want to rub on something, I need you to take your, I need y'all ladies to pay attention. I need you to take the palm of your hand, the back palm where it reaches through your wrist and your hand meet, put it under your chin, and you put that dick in your mouth, and you put the balls in your hand, and you play with them like that. Yes, that would make me fall out and fall over. Yeah, picture that. See, look at now, y'all looking in the mirror. Figure that.
And you give him jazz hands.
Yeah, give him jazz hands. Yeah, twinkle them things.
And if you're really good, ladies, you just put everything in your mouth.
Come on, thank you. Cross, I love you, man. I freaking love you.
I can do that.
Just put
everything in your mouth. I can do that too. Yeah, just put it all in your mouth.
Bless our heart. Bless our heart.
Okay, so this is Wild Out Wednesdays. What I'm going to do right now for the next 5 minutes or 7 minutes, it's open forum, no holds barred. Any questions, any comments, anybody have, this is time to get it off your chest right now.
I have a question.
Who said they have a question?
I have a question first. Yes, I do have a question. It's directed towards all the guys. Do you kiss the female after she swallows a nut? Do you kiss her or do you give it a cheek?
Ooh, good question.
She just sucked the nut out of your dick. Do you kiss her or do you give it a cheek?
Jay, I'll let you jump in that one first, player. I'll let you jump on that one first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? If it's my girl and we've been together forever and a day, I'll kiss her. She's fucking, she needs me. You know what I'm saying? I'm healthy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't sucking it out of my mouth or nothing. You know what I mean?
That's called snowballing, but okay.
Yeah, we ain't vocaling, cuckling, or whatever else you call it. We ain't doing that. I want you to say, ah, it's all gone. I didn't just kiss her. No problem with that.
Did he just say
ah? Uh-huh. Yeah, you know how your mom or somebody used to give you medicine and then you have to open your mouth, and show that you ain't got it in your mouth, it's all gone? It's all gone. Man. I'm good, man. You know what I mean? Come on.
Say, ah. Oh, my goodness.
So attractive.
Frenchie, what about you?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
So Jay is saying... He Uh-oh. Don't mind tongue kissing her after that.
Ouch.
Yeah, what?
She calling you, Jay. She calling you out, player. She dialing up Tyrone on you right now.
What'd she say?
She said you don't mind tongue kissing after she swallowed.
Yeah, if she's my girl, then that's the deal. She has to be my girl. We have to been together, committed relationship one-on-one.
Why does that make a difference if it's your cum?
It's still got to be my girl.
Because mid cum tastes like it has a test of snot. A female's cum is not like that. The guy's cum is not. That's why you have to make sure in the back of your throat.
I'm not a big kiss in the first place
like that. You know what I mean? So for me to really kiss you is very intimate to me, and you have to be my girl. So if you can start ejaculating in your mouth, and then I'll kiss my girl. I'm not going to kiss some random or just somebody I haven't sex with. Period. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you sure you
one of us too?
Okay. Frenchie, what are your thoughts?
I totally disagree. I'm going 180 on you on this one, Pimp. I'm going 180 because I'm looking at it like this. We men weren't made to swallow. If men was made to swallow, women would produce something similar to what we produce. So thus far, my girl or not, I'm sorry, but she is not going to get any none of these bicuspids in her mouth. None. Sorry.
Okay, y'all are confusing me because my thing is this. First of all, if she swallowed, like, what you talking about snowballing, that's when she holds it in her mouth and then she's going to transfer it over to you. We didn't talk about snowballing. We're talking about she already swallowed. It's gone. It's not in her mouth no more. But she turns around and she's giving you a kiss afterwards. And you're saying no?
Tongue kiss.
Yeah, she's giving you a tongue kiss afterwards. Like... But anyway, that's the way our guys roll. Y'all heard it from here. That's the way the guys roll. Sleep Graham said, no kisses for me till she brush her teeth or use mouthwash. That's what Sleep Graham in the chat room said for us. So thanks, Sleep Graham. Somebody else had a question. Was it Mel?
I got a question for the ladies. And Trent tried to take it straight from me, but I'm going to give it to you. Okay, so this happened to me. My question is, how would you feel? What would you do if this happened to you? How would you feel? What would you do? Okay, so the situation is, you're giving a guy head. He busts a nut, but you did not swallow. You shot it up. You jacked him off. You shot it up. It's on your hand. It's on his hand. Quick as you can blink, he lifts his hand up and licks the nut off his hand and sucks every finger with it off.
Ooh.
How would you feel? What would you do?
Ladies?
Oh, Lord. We got to get our thoughts together for a minute. Sheesh. Give us a moment here.
If he does that, then we get married. That nasty motherfucker. This is nasty. Filthy. Horrible, horrible, horrible. I'm calling your mama and daddy and saying, gracias, senor, senorita. Because they nasty.
It's raunchy. And I think that's what it is for me, too. It depends on the mood. If it's just been that type of night where we've just been going at it for hours and we've just in that mode and he does that, it wouldn't bother me. But if it was a dude and the sex was mediocre and he did it, I'd be like, ew.
You know what, though, Dennis? I've also seen guys that like sloppy seconds. I've also seen guys go behind other men and suck out their cum. Now, that I'm like.
That's a fetish. That's cuckolding. That I don't know. I like this. That's what folks
are
right.
Now, are there any other ladies in the room who want to answer that question?
Lady C?
Phone call.
Lady C, how you doing?
Yeah. What would I do? I don't know. I have to look for a minute. Are you sure? Might turn me on some, but I still have to wonder. Wait a minute. Hey, because I'm going to kiss him after he go down on me, and you going to kiss me after I go down on him.
All right. Any other females want to answer that? Any other females?
You.
Okay, this is what I did. This happened to me. When I saw it, now, I'm on my knees. He's sitting in the chair. Okay. We were fully clothed. He caught me so far off guard, my mouth dropped wide open. And I just leaned back and just looked at him. And then I realized I had to catch my composure because I had mixed emotions. At first, I was like, what? Ew. Then I was like, you know, that was so hot. Damn. I was like, shit. Woo. And I was like, you got it all? He was like, yeah. And I showed him my wrist. I said, you want this right here? And he said, no, I only like it when it's warm.
More power to him. All right. On that note, this is the time of the show where we do our closing, and right now we got Miss Trinity Blake. What's your final thoughts, Miss Blake? Trinity?
I had a freaky good time as usual. And this week I have a lot of things going on. We are still working on the radio soap opera. And the social site, the Swing City, is in full swing. You can listen to Swing State of Mind right on the front page when you log in, theswingcity.ning.com. You can always catch me on Facebook under Trinity Blake. If you get me on Facebook and go on my front page, you can get into all the fan pages, which will be Phone Fantasy Radio, Swing State of Mind, the Trinity Blake Show, and Don't Ask, Don't Tell for my social site. Also, I am promoting a new lifestyle event this Saturday, and it's going to be every Saturday, called the Lifestyle Lounge, featuring what we like to do best, live music and food and great entertainment. It's basically the lifestyle growing up, swinger parties for the mature and sexy. And that's what I got going on.
Nice.
Sounds good. What about you, Frenchie French? What you got scheduled for?
Yes. Well, I'm going to be going to a couple of BBCs and the BBWs, and a friend of mine is having a little small intricate party. It went from a big scale club to the small party, selective only. So I'll be emceeing / hosting those events. Y'all can get at me on Facebook, and I'll give you those addresses. Reasonable Rates for the Men. You know, AC, I'm coming down there your way again because, yes, that's how I do. I'm going ham. But, yes, it's been a pleasure. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in and showing your boy some love. Miss Mello, Lady C, the lovely host here. Yeah, everybody doing their thing tonight. Very, very nice. Very good. You?
And Jay Peoples?
Me, Jay Peoples. First, I want to say I had a good time. The little time that I was on, I was a little late, had some other obligations to attend to, so my apologies. Appreciate Mello chiming in, hanging out with us tonight. And I can't validate her doctor credentials, but I can say she's a beast with what she does. I want to say you can find me on Facebook at Jay Peoples or Mr. UPF. It should come up my fan page, and just check me out. I'll be hanging out with Trinity most of the weekend and just supporting her with her lifestyle lounge affair. So I'm just kind of low-key this weekend, taking it easy. I had a long week, long weekend, so I'm just kind of relaxing. So not much going on in my world, not this week. But next week, hopefully I'll be in the Maryland area being to support the Lions Den. They have a leather lace and latex, the BDSM party going on out there. So hope to be out there to represent UPS and SSMO Radio live and direct in Maryland, kicking it hard.
Okay, Maryland, yeah. All right, folks. This has been another awesome episode of Swingers State of Mind radio show, Wild Out Wednesdays, and we did Wild Out. Special thank you to our special co-host, Miss Mello, who called
thank
in.
Thank you.
Gave,
can I say goodbye?
And gave, yeah, and gave us some of her expertise. What you got for us, Miss Mello?
I just want to say thank you all so much for having me, for being pleasant and enjoying the conversation. Shout out to my girl, my Nene out there. Thank you, love, for calling in. One last plug, and I'm going to put this on Swinger State of Mind page, if you all let me. There's a huge Swingers event next year, 2013, in South Carolina on the beach side. It's a 3-story house with like 30-something master bedrooms and stuff. And so I'll put that out there for anybody who's interested. This is going to be really, really wild.
Oh, yes, you need to post that. You need to add me to that list because I'm taking a trip now. When did you say 2013? What time?
With August 2013, and Jay, you know some about it, but I've got the information for it being sponsored by Intimate Expressions. I will post the information on Swinger State of Mind so that anybody can access it. They're taking payments now, and it's wonderful. The price is all-inclusive of your stay and your food. It is awesome. You'll see pictures of the house, and, I mean, it'll blow your mind away.
Action.
Sounds like a plan. What'd you say, Jay?
I said action, all action on the East Coast. I love it.
All right. Once again, I want to give a shout-out to everybody that called in, Miss Nene, Lady C, Miss Mello, hold us down, Kev, Sleep Graham in the chat room for holding us down. Really do appreciate it. We will be back here again next week at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's our new time. So we did a good job from 9 to 11. What else we got? We got my show, The Honey Suite, debuting in October. So 2 weeks from now on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, we'll be coming back with The Honey Suite with LaCrush Hearts, brand new show debuting, talking about everything underneath the sun, relationships, current events, social events, all that good stuff. So, and we'll be playing some good music. So, you know, you want to come in and join the conversation, you sure can. And it'll be right here on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. You can also like our pages on Facebook, Phone Fantasy Radio, Swinger State of Mind, The Honey Suite, Super Fluffy Flirt. I'm there, the Crush Hearts. You can definitely find us all over Facebook. The website, phonefantasyradio.com, will have all our links to all our social networks. Once again, it's been an awesome show. Appreciate it. On that note, I think we can say goodnight.
Good night.
Everybody just got quiet on me. Hello? Did y'all hang up before me? Hello?
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Shout out to everybody. Once again, join us next week for Ladies' Night. That's what I meant to tell y'all. Next week is Ladies'
Night.
We're
going to have Fellas' Night.
When y'all put it together, y'all can have it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I need to have a man cave moment.
All right, well, you know what you need to do. Once y'all put it together, I'm not going to schedule a man's night. I'm not a man, so.
Yeah, I am. Beat my
chest. Come with me. You come to me with all the proper documents, and we got it popping.
So you get French, you can beat our chest and slang meat, and we call it the butcher shop.
Okay. We're going to have the butcher shop. The flower garden, the butcher shop.
Butcher shop. That's all I'm saying.
How about the sausage link?
Hey, whatever. How do you like your meat? Yeah.
All right. You know what? Call me on that note, and we always got the first of the month coming up. So you just let us. You let us know, we can make it happen. On that note, once again, everybody, enjoy your weekend, your week. Have fun. Be safe. Come back and tell us all about it next week. On that, sayonara.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.